Chapter 1. New year, new me. Isn't that the phrase? When you're Asian, you have the opportunity to experience that twice a year. And you better believe that I, Lana Lee, take full advantage of that fact every calendar cycle. Because sometimes, let's face it, you don't follow through with your January 1st resolutions like you thought you would. Though Chinese New Year doesn't revolve around the act of resolutions, I still allow myself a fresh start, just in case I fall off the goal wagon by, let's say, January 15th. Normally, I would hold out a little longer, struggling to make that next trip to the gym, or remembering that I'm supposed to be eating less carbs versus more. But when you have Ian Sung, property manager of Asia Village, breathing down your neck in preparation for the upcoming Lunar New Year festivities, it's a bit difficult to put down that donut. If Mama Wu at Shanghai Donuts, which is conveniently located right next to Holy Noodle House, my family's restaurant, didn't make such a fantastic sugar-raised donut, I probably wouldn't have had to consider an empire waist for my New Year's Day outfit. It was a mere 10 minutes before 9 a.m. when Ian waltzed through the doors of Holy Noodle House with a white wax paper bag and a to-go coffee cup. He'd known me long enough to learn my weaknesses and how to get me to comply with his requests. "We're not even open yet," I bellowed, while accepting his peace offerings. We were 2 days away from the celebration that would encompass Asia Village, and he had entered full-on bossy mode. He held out an arm and ushered me over to the nearest table.
"Exactly. I'll have your full attention."
Stifling a laugh, I seated myself facing the door so I could keep an eye on any activity going on in the plaza. If Ian thought getting my full attention right before the restaurant opened was an actual thing, I kind of felt sorry for him. Aside from his delusional thinking, I would best describe Ian as a charmer. No doubt that he was incredibly good-looking, but in a sinister way. You know that bad guy who always shows up in movies? The dashingly handsome one pretending to be the good guy? On the surface, you want to believe him, but deep down, you know better. You know he's up to no good. You're just waiting for him to show his hand and prove you right. Well, that's Ian. As of yet, though, he hasn't shown any signs of actually being the evil antagonist I imagine him to be. I opened the bag he'd handed me and removed the sugar-raised donut, which was shaped like an 8, or an infinity symbol. Choose your perspective. I inhaled the sweet dough as I took my first bite, the sugar granules sticking to my lip gloss.
"Now, I know I don't have long before the matrons get here, so let me run through my thoughts before you say anything."
Ian began to fidget with the knot of his silk tie. Dressed to impress in fine French suits, Italian leather shoes, and a Rolex watch that cost more than I make in a year, he is one photo shoot away from ending up on the cover of GQ. Of course, I don't admit these types of thoughts to other people. I have my own dashingly handsome man, thank you very much. And frankly, if you ask me, one is enough. "You have the floor," I replied. Ian pulled a folded piece of notepaper out of the inside pocket of his suit jacket. Unfolding it, he glanced at me.
"I need to confirm that all of the food is handled. You and Holy Noodle House are in charge of the main menu. The Bamboo Lounge will be handling alcohol and appetizers, and Shanghai Donuts will provide the desserts. I checked with Mama Wu when I picked up your donut this morning, and she confirmed her end. What's going on with Penny and the Bamboo Lounge? Are they all set to go?"
Since I was in mid-bite of my donut, I gave him a thumbs up. We'd been over this several times already. Penny had ordered mass amounts of alcohol at the beginning of the year in preparation for the party, so that was 100% covered. And she'd been tacking onto her regular weekly food orders to avoid any supply chain problems that might occur with bulk ordering. My mother had chimed in on the topic and voiced her annoyance that our restaurant wasn't serving the appetizers as well. But I knew it would make life easier for us. And the budget. Removing a ballpoint pen from his pocket, he checked off the first line and then read the next.
"What about the tables, chairs, and tablecloths? They're being delivered Saturday morning, correct?"
I set my donut on the tea saucer in front of me, lest I